Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley and I'm half of the dynamic duo of the Rileys. I'm here with my beautiful wife,
Katasha Riley.
And together, we are Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. Hey, listen. We are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And today's Sunday Conversation is real special and near and dear to my heart because we have a community leader in the building, and he is closing his doors. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our studio, Mr. Buckner. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Outstanding. Great. And he also has a young man with him, Mr. Shannon. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
All right. I'm going to need you to come up to the mic when you get a chance. Mr. Buckner, how long has Skippers been in our community?
Skippers has been in Columbus for 20, this year will be 27 years.
Wow, 27 years.
Yes.
Now, Skippers is more than just a restaurant. You're more than just a restaurant owner. And so hopefully today we're going to get into some of the other activities and things that you're in. Now, I personal question, why did you choose a seafood restaurant over, let's say, a pizza place or a chicken place?
Well, you know, I've traveled the United States as a hair designer. And going through other cities and states, I saw so many different foods within our community. And one of the things that I saw in other communities in other states,
yes, sir,
is seafood. But I didn't see that in our community. Then when I start researching and see the value of seafood to the body, then I say, that's what we need. We need to put seafood within our community.
Outstanding. Now, we were talking earlier. What was your profession before you got into the restaurant business?
I was a hair designer.
A hair designer.
I was a hair designer, and I also owned the first African American disco in Columbus.
And what was the name of it? I'm not from here, Mr. Buckner.
That's
so
okay.
So don't hold it against me.
All right. It was Nookie's Disco.
My wife said my wife is from Columbus, Georgia, and she said she know about Nookie's Disco. You want to say something about that?
Yes, I do know about it because I was raised in Belvedere Park. For all those that was raised in Belvedere Park, getting a shout out. But I remember seeing a picture of my mom and my dad sitting in that disco place in my aunt's photo album book. And it was a great place that they said that was clean, no confusion, no none of that, and it was for grown people.
Yes.
So I remember that as a child, and it just reminds me every time I pass by there, before I look at it as being a salon, which is Studio 54.
Correct.
I think about the disco. So that right there, I don't know if you know or not, Mr. Buckner, but a lot of birthing entrepreneurs have been in Belvedere Park. And you might have started something with being, I don't want to say on the backside, because you was also on the front side. It depends on which way you went.
Right.
But thank you for that.
You're more than welcome.
Outstanding. Listen, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mr. Buckner and his grandson, Shannon. And today's Sunday Conversation is entitled, Mr. Buckner of Skippers. Now, my next question, Mr. Buckner, you've been in business for going on 27 years. And that is a amazing milestone. And I'm sure you have a lot of great memories in Skippers. So if you could talk to everyone that came in your restaurant and give them a heartfelt message, what would you tell them?
Always do something to serve your community better. As a business person, as a person, period, you set the example for young people. And that's what you want to do. You want to set a focus so that as young people see you, they want to be like you. If they don't see it, they can't believe it. But if they see it, then they can believe it. So that's the whole key to it, is that we got to get more young African Americans to focus on ownership. See, there's a big difference in signing your check on the back and front than just signing your check on the back.
Yes, sir.
You always want to have that option. Signing it on the front and back. And the way you do that, you own where that check come from.
You are so right, Mr. Buckner. It's, you know, I tell people as a homeowner, I tell young people all the time, it's much cheaper to own your home than it is to rent your home.
That's correct.
Because when you're renting your home, you're actually paying the mortgage of the people and a little something extra. Now, Mr. Buckner, you probably don't know me. I'm just an old country boy from Pensacola, Florida. And when I was in the military, I used to go to Skipper's when I was in the military. And I'm a Florida boy, so I like me some good fish and shrimp and fries and all that. And you were actually one of the first seafood restaurants that I went to when I was stationed here. And let me tell you something. The seafood, everything was, like my wife said, it was clean. It was professional. And the food was amazing. And so as a military man, I would just like to salute you for what all you have done in the community. Like I said, you don't know me, but I've been knowing you a long time. And I just thank you for what you've been doing in the community. Now, my next question, Mr. Buckner, this is kind of personal. Why do you care so much about our community?
Well, I love Columbus, Georgia.
Me too.
I've lived here basically all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my people. So in order for me to balance my love, I got to love both of them, my city and my people.
Mm.
Because when I say my people, I'm not just talking about black people.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about people that are in Columbus, Georgia. But I focus a lot on my community because we got kids in my community that need help.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They're killing each other. They're doing drugs. They're basically going to jail. They're being locked up. And the only way that we're going to change that is that we got to get out of the frame of mind that got us into this situation and start thinking differently in order to get our young people and ourselves out of this situation that we are in and save our community.
I have a question for Shannon. And Shannon, over the years I have seen, your grandfather just be an excellent of excellence in our community as a business owner, like my husband said. All the businesses were clean. And with you guys growing up, and I'm going to start with maybe your father, mm-hmm. you could just tell that entrepreneurship and being a business owner was something that you instilled in your kids. Because if I'm not mistaken, your daughter is a hairstylist as well.
That's correct.
So how did you get involved with the business with your grandfather?
Well, I could say I was like the firstborn grandchild. So like I was really the first person to step up and honestly get the opportunity to run the business. So I took that opportunity and I ran with it.
How is that affecting you now, just with having an entrepreneur mindset? Because even when we choose something else, that is always going to be something that's going to carry in your blood, that's going to run in your veins forever.
Yeah.
So how does that affect you now, the way you think of handling business?
It helped me. He prepared me a lot for my future. I say like going to another job and working is much easier just because of the discipline and the hard work he showed me throughout the years growing up. Like I said, I've been working with him since I was probably 12 years old. So, I mean, pretty much I learned everything from him.
Wow, that is amazing. I love to see, when we go to certain places, we see other races, kids working with them. all the time. And so as an Afro-American man, it touches my heart to see your children going into your profession, to see your grandchildren going into your profession, because, you know, that was some things that your granddaddy went through and some challenges that he went through that you will never have to go through, because he already cut the tree down and pulled up the root and tilled the ground and fertilized and planted the crop. And so you get to come in on the harvest. And so you're a lucky young man, young brother. Yep. Now, Mr. Buckner, we're closing Skippers, but you're an entrepreneur at heart. And so what new ventures do you have going on in Columbus, Georgia?
Well, I have a 4-acre farm.
Oh, man.
Out off of Martin Luther King Boulevard.
That's a big farm.
It's a big farm. And the thing that I do there, I bring young kids in, and after school, and during the summer, I work them all summer long, teaching them how to grow crops and how to feed themselves and then help feed their community. And they are paid $7.25 an hour. See, in order to get our kids to focus on working, you have to pay them.
Yes.
The drug dealer pay them.
Come on now, Mr. Buckner, you're preaching.
And we got to compete.
Yes, sir.
And what wind up happening is that the kids then learn to have an obligation. To whom much is given, much is required.
Yes, sir.
And that's what I try to teach them. The Lord bless you. And when you don't share that blessing, you're being selfish. And he'll take that blessing from you. Because you don't know how to appreciate it and share it.
You're so right about that, Mr. Buckner. Listen, again, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mr. Buckner of Skipper's Restaurant. Now, Mr. Buckner, I guess it's a two-part question. Number one, what is the name of your farm? And number two, what crops do you have growing on your farm?
The name of the farm is George Washington Carver, Victory Garden.
Oh, wow.
We grow collards, cabbage, turnips, butter beans, okra, tomatoes, peppers, bell peppers, hot peppers, jalapeno peppers. We grow just about anything that you can get out of the grocery stores. And we don't charge people for this.
Wow.
We just simply ask them to give a donation so we can buy more seeds and we can buy more plants and continue to give to the community, because everybody don't have money to buy fresh vegetables.
Yes, sir.
And when you come into the farm, we have basically markers and signs around each bed that tell you if you eat this, what nourishment and how it's going to help your body, so that you can learn what to eat. See, there's too much obesity, not only in the United States, but especially in our community. We got to learn that we are eating ourselves in the ground. And once we change this, what you put in your body feeds your mind. And once we change this, then we can change some of the obesity that's in our community and also change some of the violence in our community.
Amen to that. You know, Mr. Buckner, I myself, I'm a small-time gardener and beekeeper as well. And, you know, I tell people this, you know, if you have a pair of $200 tennis shoes and your outfit costs $500 and you're driving a $50,000 car and you have on gold and jewelry, all of these items are expensive. But what is the use of having all these great items and then you're putting these toxins, this fast food and fried food and all this stuff into your body? You have on all the great stuff, but on the inside, you're putting in the wrong stuff. And so, you know, I know personally that fresh vegetables out your garden, there's no GMOs.
That's correct.
And if you take a bell pepper out your garden and you cut it in half and you take a bell pepper out the store, they look like two different type vegetables.
That's correct.
Because of the way we grow it. And the ones that you grow for yourself are much better for your body than the ones that you buy in the store that have been altered with chemicals and pesticides and all this stuff. And so, you know, it's a great thing that you teach these young people how to grow their own food, because the average young Afro-American kid hasn't seen a garden. They don't know how to put the fertilizer down and plow it up and aerate and all this other stuff and companion plants and all these other things that go into having a garden. So why a garden? Why not a gym or another restaurant? Why a garden for the young people?
Well, it gives them an opportunity to see where the seeds start.
I like that.
And a farm and a garden is just like looking at birth. When you're first in the womb, you're a seed.
Yes, sir.
Then you become a child. Then you become an adult. Then you become productive. It's the same thing with a seed, and it's the same thing with farming. When you put that seed in the ground and you grow it, if you grow it right, it's going to produce right for your body. If you grow it wrong, it's going to die. So it's a thing of learning and experiencing and to watch, to see. You know, I tell my kids all the time, put the seed in the ground. All right, now what I want you to do is watch it. And when this seed grow out, this seed, then if you nourish it, it do what it's responsible for doing, and that's feeding you. And that's the same way we should teach our kids. You have a responsibility. Once your parents raise you and nurture you and teach you right, you have a responsibility. But we as parents nowadays got to realize that they got to be taught. Because if you don't teach your child, somebody gonna teach them.
You're right about that. I love the analogy that you had with the seeds and the children, because we all are seeds.
Right.
We all are seeds. And so I love that, Mr. Buckner. Now, how old are you, Mr. Buckner?
September 8th, I'll be 78 years old.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I pray to God I look like you at 78. I pray to God for that.
Thank you.
Mr. Buckner, you know, restaurant, you have a farm, you're a granddad, you assist people with other things, you mentor. How, at 78, how do you balance all of that?
To whom much is given, much is required. I don't look at it as a job. I look at it as a duty to give back to my community and to give back to the young people within my community so that they can see how it can be done.
Okay, I'm going to rephrase that. What's your woosah? When you want to relax and clear your mind and chill, I'm a grill dude. I get on the grill, not barbecue. That's my woosah. I tell my wife, stay in the house. Me and God out here grilling. We working some stuff out. Okay. So do you have a woosah?
You know what? Not really. Because everything I do is a woosah.
I love that. I love it. I'm going to try to get there, Mr. Buck.
Yeah.
Everything I do, not a woosah yet.
Yeah. Everything I do. I enjoy doing it.
I like that. Some stuff I do is, whoa, God, hold on. Hold on.
Except when my wife give me that honey-do list.
That honey-do list never ends.
Never ends.
It's a new one. It's a new one every day. And I don't like understand. So the list has changed. Now it's a honey-do text. Now I get the text on my phone. So I can't even tell the list. And Mr. Buckner, how can people, what's the name of the farm again?
George Washington Carver Victor Garden and Farm.
And where is it located?
It's located at 1800 Shepherd Drive, and that's on, you can see it from Martin Luther King. And everything on the farm is free. The only thing you have to do is come in, and if you want a bunch of collards, if they are in season, you point out what you want, and we'll say, well, you want us to pick it or you want to go get it? And we like for people to go get it than for us to go get it.
Now, what time are you open?
We normally get in the farm about 8:30 in the morning, and normally is out, especially like this heat, we get out early, around 10:30. But if it's not, you know, warm like it is now, we're hot like it is now, we'll normally stay there till about 2 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock, something like that.
Awesome.
I'm just so glad that you gave that information, Mr. Buckner, so that the responsibility that my husband have with going in our farm, we can send them to your farm. So we're going to make sure we put that up in the barbershop.
You need to stop. Now, Mr. Buckner, how can, do people have to sign up to go to the farm? Do they have to call? Do they have to coordinate with you? What's the process of going to the farm?
Well, the only thing you have to do is really, you know, we don't sign people up. The only time we sign someone up is when we are working with the teenagers, and we sign them up because we pay them. And, you know, we have a program here, and I want to mention this. We have a program here that is it's called Crime Prevention Program.
Mm-hmm.
Ran by Seth.
Was it Seth Brown?
Seth Brown.
Yeah, Seth Brown, yeah.
Ran by Seth Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And that program has really made a big impact in this community.
Yes.
And the reason I know that is because Seth Brown works closely with Turnaround Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really say enough about him.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Seth Brown for driving that Sunday school bus on Sunday, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's coming from his heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly coming from his heart. And so the pay that these kids get, that come through the crime prevention program. You know, and if you're going to keep kids from doing things that's wrong, you know, let them put a little change in the pocket. Yeah,
compensate them.
Yeah.
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 You don't work for free out here.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're right about that. Now, my next question is this right here. How do you determine what crops are in for the season?
Well, you know, the phone and my farm manager,
mm-hmm.
you know, she'll pick up her phone, and, you know, y'all can pick up my phone and say, well, what should I plant in the month of April?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll tell you. But my farm manager handles all of that.
I want to know who handled those bees, because, you know, it ain't a lot of African-American beekeepers. We are beekeepers as well. Well, I'm the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
So
and do a terrible job. She smoked me more than the bees.
But I want to know who managed the bees.
That guy's name is on the tip of my tongue, but I just can't think of it right now.
Okay. So you also have collaborators that actually help on the farm.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
And USDA, you know, they help. You know, the only thing I have to do is pick up the phone and call the United States Department of Agriculture, and they will basically, I have a representative that comes out of Fort Valley named Kendricks. And Kendricks will be here like that and said, Mr. Buckner, what you need? And we had Arthur Tripp, who is the over the agriculture department. He was there on the farm. We've had different senators, different congressmen. We've had people from Liberia to come in on the farm to see what we're doing here in Columbus. So the farm is well known, not only in the United States, but also outside of the United States.
Awesome. Now this question for a young man, Shannon. Shannon, what do you get from the farm? What have you learned on the farm, and what do you get from the farm?
Well, I learned from the farm that it's better to grow your vegetables yourself.
100%.
Because the grocery store, like you said, it has different preservatives, different spraying techniques and all that type of stuff. And we also had the vegetables come in skippers, so that also I was able to cut up fresh vegetables and serve our customers, which made it more healthier for our community.
Amazing. Mr. Buckner, I don't know if you ever traveled to Africa, but we have a mission in Africa. And let me tell you, the fruits and vegetables are three times as big as what we have here. Mm-hmm. I remember going into the village and someone wrote down that they was 100 years old. And I'm saying, okay, we in the bush, 100 years old, and they don't have clean water. And I asked the Lord a question, and he said that we are full of pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
And they are preserved. And it made plenty of sense on how they are surviving in the bush, eating the fruit of the land, and what we're putting into our body. See, yeah. Their sugar is sugarcane. And so these things that you are saying and these things that you are teaching in our community is this weight in gold.
It is.
And I'm hoping that people are able to hear this, take part in the garden, whatever is needed for the garden, so that the people in our community can live.
You know, when you walk into the farm, we have, I call them signs, in front of all of the different beds. We basically farm and raise beds. And it tells you exactly what that crop in that bed, what you're going to get, what your body will get out of eating that crop. And therefore, you don't have to guess. You got to be educated about what you're eating.
Yes, 100%.
Because if you look at, just stop and think. If you look at big farms on the television, they have these planes flying over these farms and spraying all of these pesticides and all of this stuff.
Insecticides, GMO.
Insecticides,
yes.
Killing the weeds, but not killing the crop. Where is this chemical going to? We're eating it.
Yes, sir, in your system.
Yeah, it's going in your system.
Now, Mr. Buckner, my wife and I, Sunday Conversation with the Riders, can't thank you and your son enough for coming and taking this interview. Now, the last minute of our show is dedicated to the marriage minute. And the minute is, what we talk about is one tip for having a successful relationship, whether it's with your wife or people. We just need one tip for the people.
Love your wife like you love yourself.
Heard it.
Love your wife like you love yourself.
Love your wife like you love yourself. That was Mr. Buckner of Skippers, and this has been Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. Peace.
Bye, y'all. As we wrap up Sunday Conversation, I would like to invite the Tri-City out to join as I minister It's a Fight. This will benefit Lakeisha DeGoreville. She's fighting breast cancer. So come on out and worship with us this Saturday, August the 24th, 2024 at Prospect AME Church, 77 Goat Rock Road, Fortston, Georgia, 31808. This will take place at 5 p.m. All donations are accepted, so come join us.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.